The following is a presentation of the Belly Up Sports Media Network.
And I'm ready to go crazy because the Celtics are going all the way.
Hey, Nick, go handle our light work.
Bowl games matter.
I would like a cold cut sandwich.
Attaboy, how bad?
You can call him Eamon Owens because he ain't got no D and he ain't got no J.
James Madison.
Turn your body cams off. Do what you do.
Hey, everybody. What is going on? It is Tuesday night. That means it is time for another edition of Craft Brewed Sports. I'm Mike. I'm alive. I'm here. It's been a week, fellas. Oh, boy, has it been tough. But I'm glad to be here, even though I still can't drink. Scott's here. Scott, how you feeling, man?
I'm all right. I'm less dead than you. But I'm glad to see you alive and well, sir. Well, glad to see you alive and well.
Appendicitis, would not recommend. 0 out of 10 stars. Awful.
Yeah, I tend to avoid any type of internal consternation. So hard pass.
Probably a good plan on your end there, man. It's good to see you though. It's Super Bowl week. Are you fired up? Are you all excited?
It's don't lose week. I'm cautiously just a lot less pumped than going into this week in years past. It's like, please, just please win. Please. I can't. Just win. Just win, man.
I love this. This broken down Scott before the Super Bowl even happens. Just like, oh God, I don't feel good about this. I just don't want to. I wish I wasn't even here right now. Like, would you rather not be there? Would you rather not be there? Or
no, I absolutely am excited about the Super Bowl, but it's like the game gets closer. It really is. Just there's so much pressure. It's like losing to them again. Just losing this Super Bowl in particular for reasons, like it's just a lot riding on, and I just don't like the whole losing thing. Like it's not fun, to finally get over the hump and be like, oh cool, well let's lose the same team again. All right, fun.
You get used to the losing, man. It just eventually you're just like, hey, this is just what we do, baby. We just lose. It's all good. Whatever. Screw it. Whatever. I don't care. You'll get there. Yeah. You got to lose some more. That's the problem.
No, I'm good. I don't.
Yeah, just come on. Just join in the fun of being a loser, supporting a team that doesn't bring you any joy or happiness. And it's a great time. It's real fun. Speaking of supporting a team that doesn't bring them happiness, Mookie's here. Mookie, how are you, man?
What would I do for that? Unfortunately, Arsenal had a big win against Liverpool this weekend.
I was pulling from Liverpool. I was actually thinking about that. I was like, man, I wish Caesar was here so that he could just talk shit to you about that game.
Well, but see, it wouldn't go that way because the Gooners actually showed up and pulled one out. So, you know, they're keeping our hopes alive just to lose it on the last weekend like they always will. So.
Oh, okay. So yeah. When you were like, oh, what the hell? Why am I being brought into this? Your teams also just let you down all the time.
Well, only at the end when it matters. But yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a Notre Dame football thing. That tradition's been living on since 1989. Is that right? Yeah, so outside of that, though, doing great, having fun. I was thinking about it as we were heading to the show, like this weekend is the Degenerate Gambler Super Bowl. Like this is the weekend all year we look forward to
the
most.
Actual Super Bowl.
Yeah, but like it is the Super Bowl for the Degenerate Gambler. So
Super Bowl for everybody. It's the Super Bowl. What do you?
I love that the Super Bowl of things has now come full circle to being during the actual Super Bowl.
Actual Super Bowl.
This
right?
is the like, Super Bowl of insert thing here. No. This is just the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it hits different when you're a degenerate gambler.
Why, you know why? Because it's the Super Bowl.
Because it's the Super Bowl of the degenerate gambler's year. Like, this is what it all builds up to, man. And like it's going real well. So that just means Sunday is going to be a disaster. They're probably my phone's going to end up blocking itself just for its own self-preservation.
That's probably a good thing.
And Papi Nira, Caesar's dad, Caesar, chiming in from the top rope. that Arsenal's just going to end up third. It's absolutely true. You're right. It's going to go
in the comments.
I'm not trying to talk shit, but it's going to go City 1, Liverpool 2, Arsenal 3. Like, that's what's going to happen. It's unavoidable. So at least we're in the conversation to make it into Champions League, which, for those of you at home, 16 days until FC Cincinnati kicks off their campaign at home against Cavalier, a club from Jamaica. So a Jamaican club coming to Cincinnati in late February. Should be good.
Bodes well for the orange and blue.
Yes, sir. So doing great. Mike, looking forward to this weekend.
Make sure you title this one the Super Bowl of episodes. Okay. All right. Make sure we get that in there.
Which I'll say, dude, it's an awesome week, and it's only Tuesday. There are bets coming left and right from all the major apps where it's like, hey, we're boosting this thing. Quick, you can jump in and get a free bet for that thing. Like, there's just stuff all over. There's value all over.
So what you're saying is it's suckers week for gamblers.
Yes,
like, bingo. Oh, they're gonna be out in full force because they want to get into the Super Bowl. Just put anything out there. They're betting.
But it's true though, because like, think of it this way, right? So if I have a free bet from both DraftKings and FanDuel, I use one for the Niners, one's for the Chiefs. I end up winning no matter what.
There you go. Now parlay them together.
Right? I can parlay the game itself against itself. Like, it's fantastic, dude. Mookie, like I said, value everywhere.
Mookie, Joe Hall wants to know, is the Super Bowl the Super Bowl of Super Bowl?
See, he gets it. He gets it. The Super Bowl is also the Super Bowls of Super Bowls of.
Also, I imagine Vegas and the gambling websites, and they're like, oh, look, there's Mookie doing our market research for us. Right? Talking about why this is a great week for us.
Dude, it's awesome. Awesome. Like, it's almost hard to, like, not take every bet.
That's what they want you to think.
When you have something that goes off at -120, boosted up to +150, you've got to take that bet, right?
Who isn't having fun? Because you're the party's degenerate gambler.
7 minutes in.
I'm glad that I also bet on every single thing that happened on NHL All-Star Weekend, too.
And came out
ahead. I came out up. Yeah.
We
came out +2.
I love you, Mookie. And I'm saying this with all the love.
This is your intervention.
You have a problem. Like, legit. Like, we need to talk about this because I'm worried about you. Because it starts off with like, well, yeah, I had a great weekend. Blah, blah, blah. And then it ends with, Jenna left me. We've lost the house. I'm in major problems. Can I sleep on your couch?
I mean, yeah, but we still got like a couple years till we get to that point. Like, we're still in the fun parts. Like, let's ride it out a little bit longer. Years.
This is you just said you're taking every bet you can. That's terrifying, dude, man.
When they give you Christian McCaffrey and Travis Kelce combined to go over 2.5 touchdowns at +250, you have to take that action. That's free money.
And remember, the NBA All-Star Game is right around the corner. That's the Black Super Bowl. That's the Black Super Bowl. That's not the Super Bowl of anything. It's just the Black Super Bowl.
Race card.
Hey, I didn't dub it that.
You're just calling it.
Yeah, that's what it's been done. Okay.
We've got Matt Barr has a great sip chug drain pour that we have to get to. First, let's promote the show. And as we're introing,
not qualified to answer it though.
We'll talk about this. But we got an awesome show tonight. We are going to talk Super Bowl, mainly Usher's halftime show, because we have to figure out what songs he's going to play. Because I'm sure you can bet that too, because Mookie's probably looked into all the lines on what is going off on and DraftKings. I also want to talk about Jason Kelce trying to be the hero that we all deserve. There's also a soccer story I have to get to, and we're going to do that hockey later. All of that coming up. Before we do, though, let's talk about these beers that we are drinking tonight, and let's rate them on our Caesar scale, dog or no dog. Also, while you're rating your drink, Matt Barr is saying, sip, chug, or drain pour, Scott, Mike, or Mookie, someone crashing on your couch. So with one of us crashing on your couch, how do you want to sip, chug, drain pour that? This is kind of tough because you have to vote for yourself in some capacity in this one. But let's do it, Scott. What is in your mug? Rate it, dog or no dog, and then sip, chug, drain pour, me, Mookie, or you crashing on the couch.
I forgot to get beer, so I'm drinking Luke Iheimer Lager. second week in a row. I mean, not going to sugarcoat it. It's a dog because it was a dog last week, and it's still nice and cold from being in the fridge last week. So, little Imperial Black Lager action. I had it last week if you want the deets. I'm going to chug Mike sleeping on my couch. I take that back. I'm going to sip Mike sleeping on my couch, chug me, and drain pouring Mookie. I don't want to wake up and they'd be like, oh, I know you had a couch when you went to bed, but it's too good of a deal to pass on. So like I gambled your couch away. Like, I feel like it wouldn't be there. So that's like the only reason. Not because I think Mookie smells or I think he, you know, isn't okay to sleep on my couch or anything. Like, I just think that I might not have a couch.
You don't understand. They had LeBron plus it was over 10 and a half assists in the second half. And I had to take that action. And I'm sorry.
You hammer that every time. Yeah, I bet your couch on it. So sorry. Mookie, next weekend will be better.
Mookie, what are you drinking? Dog or no dog? And then give us the sip, chug, drain, pour. You, me, or Scott? Someone cracking your couch.
Yeah. I'm sipping on Heineken. Oh, sorry. I was like, what the hell? This actually has booze in it. No, it's Heineken Naught. So Heineken Zero, absolutely a dog. Really fresh, crisp, very crushable, to say the least. These go great on the golf course. I feel like I would have to sit Mike too, because I feel like you would be the politest house guest ever. Like, you would not only make up like the couch after you woke up, but you would probably like start cooking breakfast in the morning. Scott, I'm gonna have to chug you, because I feel like you wouldn't do that, but you'd make coffee. Like, you'd at least like get the coffee going or get something going on. Then
yeah, I'm definitely also shoes on. Fuck your couch one time at least. Just so you definitely don't want me to like. You don't want me all the time. It's a chug.
Right. Yeah. So and then yeah, I'll pour drain myself just to be with the cool kids. You know what I mean? Trying to fit in and do what everyone else does. Yeah, why not? I mean, I sleep like shit on couches. I'm too old to do that shit anymore. And so, like, I do not love life when it's like that. Or I'm fucking so hammered that I'm miserable and want to die the next day. So no one wants to wake up looking at that.
Fantastic.
Call it like it is.
Let's check the comment. Robert Taylor said he's drinking Untitled Arts Chocolate Malt Amore Pastry Stout. 10% stout with midnight wheat, caramel and chocolate ice cream from the chocolate shop. Oh my god. What's that?
Wheat you harvested. Like, midnight, harvest?
Yeah, it's late night. It's them late night wheats.
Okay. All right. It gives it a different flavor.
Yeah, it's that dark wheat.
Don't get caught down a dark alley with midnight wheat.
Shit, hold on, let me just
race card. Robert also said he's sipping me, he's chugging Scott, he's drain pouring Mookie. Joe Hall said he's drain pouring Mookie for everything.
I'm more unanimous than fucking Jita right there. That's what that is.
Rex Million said he's drinking Jackalope Brewing Company's Bear Walker with maple syrup. Good lord, he said that. Y'all, that sounds amazing. Scott, there you go. You got your first sip. Tyson is sipping Scott, chugging me, and drop kicking Mookie.
Oh, wow.
Also, great icon there, Tyson, this week.
Yeah,
hold on. Giant eggplant that says Drake on it.
Gotta give it to him.
That's well done. Gabe said he's drinking bourbon tonight. Double Oak Peerless, 108.3 proof. It's a dog. Way to go, Gabe. Get after it. Proud of you. At Bar, also drinking some bourbon. He said it's been a week. Woodford Reserve dog. He's also sipping me, chugging Scott, and drain pouring Mookie.
That's cool.
Kev chiming in saying he's sipping Scott, chugging me, and drain pouring Mookie. I don't need to be woken up by him screaming at 3 a.m. because he's Harley, didn't he?
Nailed it.
You know, the worst part is I that doesn't feel too far off for me. If you're going to bet Slovakian soccer or cricket, why not go to ping pong?
That's the natural progression for the
day. Right, exactly.
I'm drinking club soda and lime because I'm not allowed to have any booze or any weed, and it is brutal, and I hate it. I'm supposed to be on vacation next week on a Disney cruise with no alcohol. So fuck me. This is going to be a shitty
time. I mean, who's monitoring that? Like, I mean, just you? Is this on the honor system?
Yeah, because, like, if I drink, then my antibiotics won't work, and I'll end up back in the hospital. So,
and if you smoke, the antibiotics also won't work?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a horrible existence. Sometimes natural selection is key.
So you want me to just like kick the bucket on the boat? Like
No. I'm not saying that I want you to do that. What I'm saying is I'd be like, I guess this is a risk I'm gonna have to take. Like, I mean, you want me to live without both of them, and I got kids. Like, sorry, doc.
And like, I'm stuck on a Disney cruise. Like
it's one or the other, bro. Like, I can't do both. So either you come get these kids, or my vices are coming with me.
Look, I've already said that when I get on this boat, like, I'm gonna have some drinks. Like, it has to happen. I can't not drink on vacation, so I gotta have something. I just gotta be very careful.
Also, pay attention to what Joe Hall is saying. That's what Big Pharma wants you to do, Mike. And then, in all caps, do all the drugs. The man walked across the country. Like, he knows a thing too.
I tried to self-medicate, and it did not work. So apparently, marijuana isn't the cure-all that I thought it was. Kev also said he's drinking a Baja Blast and rum. Big Baja Blast guys over here.
Hell yeah. That's an excellent combo.
I'm really intrigued by it. I'm going to have to try that.
I love Baja Blast so much, I just usually drink it neat. Like, that's how much of that I just do Baja Blast neat.
Don't even need to cut it with rum.
No ice, no nothing. Just Baja Blast neat. That's for us real Baja Blast drinkers.
You can get high off of Baja Blast just straight.
Like, I was gonna say,
like Baja Blast, you can right. get a buzz going from it.
What if you just give yourself real an IV of the Baja?
We're doing Baja Blast whippets.
Whippet. Who the fuck does whippet?
We can butt chug it either way. What are the kids doing that's weird, that's getting them drunk or high, that like we would question? Whatever they're doing, we're doing it with Baja Blast. Oh, we gotta soak a tampon in Baja Blast. That's how we get in our system. Right up the old pooper.
Oh, Rex with maybe the best answer to the Sip Jug Drain Pour. He said he is sipping me in football season. He's sipping Scott in baseball season and hockey season.
Which is
and funny. Then he's sipping Mookie in Premier League, but then he's chugging Scott or me and drain pouring Mookie. So there you go.
any other season, that's just the default.
I love that during Premier League, Mookie is getting sipped and drain poured because.
I mean, that takes real skill. I'm going to take that as a win, hands down.
Whitey with the correct assessment. This is what I'm worried about. By the way, let us know in the comments what you guys are drinking. Rated on Caesar scale, dog or no dog. Whitey's saying, don't get sick in international waters. They'll take your kidneys. That's what I'm afraid of. Like, I'm terrified of the appendicitis coming back on the boat and having to spend, like, multiple days in the ship's infirmary in like the Bahamas, where I don't trust this at all.
But you're on a Disney cruise, it'll be like Mickey picking at your insides.
Is there anything more terrifying than the thought of Mickey Mouse giving you surgery? Holy fuck.
Let's get that appendix out. Damn it,
I was going to try, but I knew I'd fuck up. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
I just picture Mickey. You know how like they always have him in different outfits and stuff? So it's like Chef Mickey, so he's got the hat on. And the robe. Ching, 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 ching. Uh-huh. Let's go ahead and cut that bad boy out.
Oh, it's so unsettling. It's just like
hit us with the are you ready, Mike? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, you come for the fun, you stay for the surgery with the characters. Like, that's one of the character experiences you pay for.
Chase said going on a cruise with the risk of appendicitis is insanity. No, Chase. There is no risk. Actively have appendicitis. It is actively a thing in my body that has caused me to go into the hospital once, where they were like, we need to put a drain in you to get this infection out. And then they were like, actually, we can't even get to that abscess. So let's just hope the antibiotics work. Have fun on the trip. And
oh, wow.
It's going to be a good time. Everything should be fine. Everything should be okay, right?
That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, definitely, like, sailing the high seas is going to take a whole new meaning for you.
We lost one. Throw him overboard.
Shit. It's so dark.
I didn't even. Mickey and Lou Holtz on the same episode, ladies and gentlemen. A conversation with Mickey and Lou Holtz. That's what we need.
Later on, we'll get Mickey and Lou's picks for the Super Bowl. How about that?
That'll work.
Mickey and Lou give their Super Bowl predictions later. Let's start the show off talking some football. I don't even really want to talk football. I just want to talk about this Usher halftime show. We talked about it when they announced him. We were very excited for this halftime show. The old school 2000s R&B is here to take over. What are you laughing at?
Well, so I was waiting because Whitey always does this. He hits us with one right before the transition, and then we got to come back around and clean it up because he goes, oh, shit, you literally drain poor Mike's infection.
Oh shit!
So, like, I was waiting to try to weasel that one in there before we moved on completely to Usher and Chase. God. Hit us with, "Can you do Mickey and Lou Holtz at the same time?" Like,
oh my God, Mickey Holtz. Mickey Holtz.
Save it for later. That's gonna be right. One I gotta work on a little bit off mic before I just roll that one out.
We'll come back around to that one, but that, yeah, you're saying, like, about Usher.
I can master Mickey Holtz. That's the character that we need on this show.
Yes.
Honestly, Mickey Holtz would be fantastic. Robert saying Mike doesn't want to talk about the Super Bowl because he won't see the Bengals down, in it ever again. There's the Bengals once again living rent-free in the Kansas City Chiefs fans. I don't understand why. I don't know why. I do know why. It's because that's the only team you're afraid of as the Chiefs is the Bengals, because they're the only ones that have proven that they can beat you, and they live rent-free in your head. But let's talk about this halftime show. Scott, we're very excited for Usher. We said when they announced this that he needs to start the show with the line, it's 7 o'clock on the dot, I'm in my drop top. They don't even have to play the whole song, but
lights down. Yes. House lights down, completely down. I just want to see the cell phone lights across the stadium before he hits those verses.
Okay, so if that's number one on the list that we want, what else does Usher need to perform during this Super Bowl halftime show? Because he's got a list. He's got a great list of songs. He's got a great discography. There's a lot of bangers on this list. What needs to happen in order for this Super Bowl halftime show to be successful?
You Don't Have to Call has to be in there somewhere. We know Yeah for sure. I mean, like, there's no way the white people aren't going to let Yeah play. Which, I mean, it's fine because the black people want it too. But, like, those three are must. I mean, I don't know. There's some real deep cuts. Plus, I mean, you don't want to, like, bring it down with, like, him hitting us with Confessions in the middle of a Super Bowl. Like, that's kind of... weird. Mm-mm. Although it'd be funny if he was like, I'm dedicating this one to Taylor, and then hit us with Confessions. Like, that would be amazing.
Confessions, by the way, not on the board. So
no. Yeah, because I don't think there's any chance he plays that. Like that.
All right, hold on. So you've got the odds up right now, Mookie, as to what songs are gonna be played. Okay, give us the odds on favorite of the Usher song that's gonna be played.
Okay, so this is for your first song, is opening song. You've got Yeah at plus 200. That's the favorite.
The opener? Come on.
that can't be the opener.
I don't see. That's where I think, again, this is where kids,
you gotta build up.
Pay attention
to
your kids. Pay attention. You gotta build up. About to drop some knowledge on you here. You gotta read the details when placing your prop bets. Because yeah, absolutely make it into the set list, but it's not gonna be the leadoff song. It just doesn't, you gotta
There's
build
no
up
way.
To it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, at plus 200, Loving the Club at plus 250, OMG at plus 300, DJ Got Us Falling in Love at plus 500, and then
that's how they're gonna start it off. They're gonna start it off with OMG. They're gonna start it off with
they are.
That sounds like the way that they would. Yeah, it is, because
it's newer,
and they're gonna do the I'm gonna let the beat drop, and then everybody's gonna go crazy, and there will be
the Lambs probably gonna show up. And damn it!
Well, wait a second, hold on, because there's never a guest to start off the performance. So
no, I didn't say that he's gonna, like, I don't mean like right out of the gate, but I'm saying like Will.i.am is going to show up, like he'll be one of the guests along with Lil Jon and Usher,
because that was my next question, was what guests are going to come out, because Luda and Lil Jon, I feel like, are ones that we would have to see.
Vegas probably won't even give odds on those two, because it's like 100% chance they're coming out. Like, they're probably already in Vegas.
Mookie, are there odds on guests appearing?
No, they're pretty light on the halftime show, at least on Top Bet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Caesar bet, he made tons of money last year on the halftime show. Do you remember that? Caesar was,
I think,
all
again,
up.
Caesar loved him some sleepers. So I'll check that book, but I'm looking at Top Bet and Bovada right now. Cause of course the American legitimate betting books can't be bothered with prop bets. Those fuckers. Like, you can't get any action on stuff like the Taylor Swift, Jason Kelce's, all that stuff. None of it.
Well, you probably won't get any action on Taylor Swift and Jason Kelce. That sounds like a very strange bet that would be placed. Probably really long.
I'd bet it. That'd be awesome if that happened.
No,
I'm here,
like,
for Jason is the hero.
Whether they're going to show them and stuff.
Jason is the hero we need if he makes out with Taylor at the Super Bowl. Like, I'll buy a Jason Kelce jersey like that night. Like, I'll be like, oh, I love the Niners, but also Jason Kelly, my new hero.
Jason Kelly? He's a,
who's Jason?
Yeah, Kelce, Kelly? Whatever. The fat cool one.
The fat cool.
Are you guys getting the Funko Pop of Jason Kelce with like his shirt off and a beer in his hand, like yelling?
Nah, I'm good.
Nah, it's too far. Yeah. But if he kisses Taylor and they make a Funko Pop of that, I'd buy it.
or you mean the two of them together make a Funko Pop?
Yeah.
I'm looking on Sleeper now. I'm not seeing props yet, though.
Nothing on Sleeper either. For
get the meme going of
they put this shit in weird spots too.
Taylor walking and looking back at Jason as he walks away. Get that meme going. I'm here for that shit.
All right, like, Tyson's got some
brother.
Tyson's got some hot takes on this. It's on this halftime show. He's saying that Usher is now best known as the guy who signed Justin Bieber, which
he's just trying to do the troll takes in the chat.
Oh,
like,
he's
everything
definitely
he said,
doing
like
the troll
all of them. Yeah, it's fine. It's
he's
fine.
Got all the troll takes, because then he said Usher isn't going to be good as good as The Weeknd. Now, don't get me wrong. The Weeknd's halftime show was, I thought, very, very good. That was the COVID year when it was the empty stadium and he was like all around tweaking out with all the mirrors. I thought that was a great halftime show for the time. This one should blow it out of the water, right? Like, Usher should absolutely blow The Weeknd out of the water.
This one is going to be one of those memorable ones. Like, they don't talk about the Super Bowl halftime shows like they used to. It's like, we're 20 years gone this year from Tittygate. So this is
oh
our
my
moment.
God, are you
this
serious?
This is generation's moment, folks.
I saw a take on Twitter that said that U2 was the best halftime show of all time.
Get the fuck out of here.
And I wanted to throw my phone out the window. Mookie, that's the correct take, to lean back away from the microphone and just grunt. Because U2 as the best halftime show was, I was like, what garbage take is this? Like, that is awful. Because the correct answer is Prince in the Rain. That was the best halftime show, was Prince, hands down. Are we in agreement? You didn't jump to my defense there, Scott, and agree with me.
Oh, man, that's fine. I generally just know that U2 wasn't the best. Like, I couldn't pinpoint which one was the best, but it wasn't U2. That's how I feel about that.
I got to be honest. I could probably go five deep and not even remember the U2 halftime show. Like, that's how low they are for me.
Honestly, before you said it, it would have been like, oh, yeah, that's right. U2 did do the Super Bowl. Okay. Like, I don't remember anything about it at all.
The only halftime show I remember is the Dr. Dre one.
Like, one of the most recent
2
ones?
Years ago.
Yeah. And I guess the Boob one, too, the Nip Slip.
Kind Are of. Those seriously the only halftime shows you remember?
Yeah. I mean, dude, the halftime show, well, more as of late, there's actually a reason to watch. But, like, that's when you rehydrate, energize, you fill the tank. Because you got a second half where you're probably having to chase and, you know, make up for the first half.
Oh, God. I remember the Giants Ravens one because Nelly came out wearing that ridiculous split jersey, and that was the one with Britney Spears too. It's like, oh, Nelly, you're from St. Louis wearing a split Ravens Giants jersey. Okay, all right, I guess we'll go with this.
He's a bit of a front runner. What can he say, man?
Nelly. Oh, fantastic.
Well, this isn't necessarily a halftime show, but you can actually bet on whether or not Reba McEntire is going to show cleavage during the national anthem.
Is she doing the national anthem?
She must be, because there's also you can bet on her boot color.
I was going to say, I guess it would be weird if they were just like, oh, she's not singing it, but we're just taking prop bets.
Just checking out her chest. Just seeing what she's working with.
Just be a random Reba nip slip at the Super Bowl.
Reba's going to be there. Is she going to have titties hanging out? Yes or no?
I don't know.
One can only
bet on it.
I was going to say, get action on it. Get action on it.
Minus 500 would be no. So, yeah, we'll go ahead with that as opposed to the plus 300 yes.
She's going to have cleavage. Come on. What are you talking about?
No way, dude. Reba, nah. She's very conservative with her outfits.
I don't know if I can get behind you on this one, Mook. I feel like.
All right, well, we'll take the long shot. I like taking the longer odds because then you win more money.
Sarah said she's with Mookie. Halftime show is when you get snacks.
See, exactly.
Not this one. I mean, we specifically said, though, like when this was announced, I remember saying, like, I hope the Niners are in the Super Bowl, but it doesn't matter whether they are or not. And the halftime show starts. Everybody shut the fuck up. We're watching Usher.
Exactly. Wow. It's exactly how it was with the Dre.
Yes.
It was like, everybody be quiet. Everybody sit down. Shut up. No moving around. Turn the volume up. We're watching this.
Everybody gather around. This is what a halftime show is supposed to be.
Kids, you remember this moment. You take notes because you're going to tell your grandkids about when you saw Usher in the Super Bowl halftime show. It's like, would you say it's the Super Bowl of Super Bowl halftime shows?
It might
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I would be. This is the Super Bowl of halftime shows.
Yeah.
I don't like that it's not the Pepsi halftime show anymore, guys. I got to be honest. It'll always be the Pepsi halftime show to me, not the Apple Music halftime show. But are we setting ourselves up for disappointment here? Because Usher's, he's not going to move the same way he did back in the early 2000s. Like,
recently, my motherfucker still got it. Like,
he's rich moving, as fuck, too, man.
He's moving better than all of us still. That's for goddamn sure.
He's getting cartilage injection. He's got all the drugs, Mike. He's got all the drugs you can take while drinking and smoking still. Like, he's got all the good shit. So he's going to be fine. Like, he's going to be lubed up and ready to go, man.
I feel like we're going to be let down because we're going to like watch him and be like, oh, he doesn't move the same way. He doesn't do that slide the same way that he used to back in 2004. Son of a bitch. This isn't the same Usher. And we're all going to feel old. And then I'm going to hate my life because I can't drink and or smoke. So it's not going to be fun to enjoy. Is this true, Scott? Joe Hall's a downer.
No, but Joe has said it so many times that Cheryl has seriously asked me off the side, like, Joe's not going to just like show up at the house, right? Like, I'm like, I mean, I'm pretty sure he's not, but we joked about it initially.
And but he might.
Going. Like, I can't confirm that he won't, but I don't think.
Scott, have you been following any of the Super Bowl festivities this week? Like any of the...
Hell yeah, my coach was drunk as fuck yesterday. It's Super Bowl media day. Are you kidding me?
I missed that.
Hell yeah. Oh man, they asked him about Brock Purdy and it was all the S's and sentences. It was great. It was fucking great.
I think it was Matt Barr that put it best that he was Shanna hammered at media day. He was... toasted, my man. Yeah, that was great to see. And you know what I love about that? Because there's been an NFL player that got bit by a coyote out in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl. Kyle Shanahan was drunk at media day. There was one 49er that was like, listen, I'm going to turn up a little bit before the Super Bowl. Like, he just flat out said it. So I love that, like, we've all this time, it's always like, oh, what's going to happen before the Super Bowl? Is anybody going to do something stupid? Is there going to be anybody that does anything crazy? And then they put that in Las Vegas. And they're doing their best to try to, like, prevent the craziness. Like, the Chiefs and the Niners are staying, like, 40 minutes away from the Strip. They're, like, out in, like, Henderson, Las Vegas, like, or Henderson, Nevada, like, not even near Las Vegas. They're trying to keep them all, like, together and not going crazy, and then Kyle Shanahan shows up to media day drunk as fuck, just trying to mumble his way through an interview talking about how Brock Purdy, man, that was my quarterback, that was my pick for the quarterback from the start, man. I told the owners, I was like, listen, number three is the number one, baby, that's how it's gotta be. They're like, what the fuck did he just say? It is amazing and amazing that your coach was tore up, dude.
You know, I mean, there's no reason you can't have fun at the same time you're on a business trip. Like, there's no thing. It's the furthest day away from the game still this week. Like, you're good to go. It's sober up by then. Like, plus, it probably figures like me too. Like, might as well get drunk now and still be happy. And getting drunk after the game, if you lose, is going to be real fucking disappointing. So, it looks sad then. So, get drunk now. It's still a party. Woo! I totally get it.
Can't argue with those results either. I mean, everyone had a good time. Like, who didn't enjoy that situation? Like, Shanahan had himself a good time. The reporters had a good time. Everyone in the media was able to have a good time. Like, there's no downside, right?
It's a good point. And this is, I do love Super Bowl media day because this is when you get all of the ridiculous questions that get asked to the players. Like, somebody asked Patrick Mahomes, can you give us your best Kermit the Frog impression? And he was like, I'm talking right now. And that was like the whole thing that he said, just leaning into the fact that he sounds like Kermit and he knows he sounds like Kermit. He knows everybody says he sounds like Kermit. I loved it. And then I had an issue. Because Mahomes made a comment that he is happy to be the villain for
Base. Shut the fuck up, dude. Like, just shut up. Like, god damn it. Like, this is the first season ever in his career has he even been close to being considered a villain, and he's eating it up.
Last year was the start of the heel turn. Yes.
100%. Maybe, but even then, I don't think people had really turned on him or looked at them as villains like they have this year. Like, and he's acting like, oh, I've been this way all my whole life. It's like, no, there's a difference between playing with a chip on your shoulder and being the actual villain. Like, no one really gave a shit about you at Texas Tech, right? So, like, any other stuff in the NFL at first coming out, no one thought you were going to be anything because late round draft pick coming out working with Andy Reid, like, then you grew up into something and you built something and now you're a villain for the first time ever. Nobody wants to hear your shit, Patrick. Stop fucking putting ketchup on steak. Like, get your life right. God damn people.
Gabe asking, did they ask about his dad? Yes, one of the first questions he had to answer was about his dad and his dad's DWI arrest, his third one, where he's facing now 10 years in prison.
Oh, shit.
And even though he got that arrest, the judge is letting him go to the Super Bowl, which seems rather risky. Like, that seems like not the place you want to send a guy who just got his third Dewey is off to Las Vegas to go to the Super Bowl. Feels a little bit here.
I'd send his ass on a Disney cruise instead. He could watch it from the ship. Can't get a DUI with Mickey.
That's true.
Huh? Blow in the breathalyzer. Let's see if we can blow the ship again.
But also, I was reading earlier about that. I didn't realize, like, my man was going hard in the paint. He did the usual, I only had a couple beers at the sports bar. But he also got found with a 16-ounce beer open in the car.
Oh, God.
It's like, I mean, yeah, I had just a couple at the restaurant. Don't worry about this one right here. Like, I mean, at the restaurant, though, I was fine. Like, no, Pat, driving drunk, driving with an open container is also, like, DUI. Like, whether or not you're drunk, like, you can't just
say what?
Drive around with an open beer.
You're telling me that this is illegal? Wait a second. I don't remember reading that.
Pat, we call bullshit. This is at least your third time having this happen. So we know you've been through classes. This isn't the thing. This ain't it.
Jay's asking, or not asking, he's saying the Chiefs ain't the villains, it's just fatigue. Matt Barco signing that. That is 100% accurate. For them to be in the AFC Championship games 6 years in a row, four Super Bowls, like, we're just tired of it.
Yeah,
like,
but it is
tired of it.
It is different, Chase, because he's also saying the Pats were villains. No, the Pats were villains because they were dicks. Like, that was different. Like, there was definitely
and fatigue they fucking
there.
Cheated.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, the Pats is a little different. They were legitimate villains. Like, they played all the way up to the line and maybe a little past it, but before he could catch them, they were back on the side of the line going, like, what? I wouldn't over there. Like, what, you didn't see nothing. Shit, you can't prove it. The Pats were villains. The Chiefs were just tired of them.
Robert saying he's been the villain of the AFC for years now. He's the endgame boss normally reserved for the villain.
Again, villain implies evil shit. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it other than that. This isn't villain. Like, he's just annoying. You know what I mean? He's just like that little wasp you want to swat away that's buzzing around your head.
Here's the thing. Here's how you know Patrick Mahomes isn't the villain. Because nobody says bad shit about Patrick Mahomes. They talk shit about his wife. They talk shit about his brother. They don't talk shit about Patty. As a matter of fact, the worst you hear about Patty is, how the fuck does he deal with his brother and his wife all this time? Like, that's what you hear. You're not, like, even with that surrounding him, people still don't hate him. He's not a villain in any sense of the word. So for him to, like, lean into this and be like, well, no, I like being the villain. I'm happy to be the villain for the other teams. It
also
makes me not like him.
Also, like, the villain usually doesn't have to come out and say, like, I'm the villain. Like, Brady and Belichick never came out and said, yeah, we embrace being the villain. They were just the fucking villains.
Like, no, you know what they did? Like, Belichick leaned into just the look. He wore the hoodie with no sleeves and had it over
like a psychopath.
Like, yeah, he was like, I am the villain. I know I'm the villain. I'm going to look like a villain. Sorry, Mook, could you throw that up from Chase?
Oh, yeah, Chase was saying he agrees the Pats were legit villains. The Chiefs are just oversaturated. So, yeah, maybe I read the comment wrong, Chase, but we're all on the same page here. And I just, like, yeah, Belichick looked like he was one bad steward shot away from becoming, like, a legitimate Bond villain or, like, Spider-Man villain. Andy Reid just looks like he's one steward shot away from a heart attack. Like, there's nothing villainous about that team whatsoever.
And Robert is asking, how are we having this debate when a few shows ago you were talking about the Chiefs heel turn? That's the organization. That is not Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is the baby face in the stable. They are, as an organization, they're the heels, but Patrick Mahomes is the guy in the group that everybody's like, but I like that guy. Like, everybody else in the stable.
Right. Yeah. Like,
I like him. He's
yeah. Okay. No, and that's 100% my take. Like, I like Andy Reid. I like Mahomes. I like Kelsey because I'm not going to blame him for what surrounded him. But the organization itself, like, that's the end game boss. It's not the individual pieces that are, like, the boss. Like, and like, I don't care about, like, the Frank Clarks and, like, those random backup assholes of the world. Like, the villains have to be out front and be the face. And since one of the big three isn't really, like, hateable, like, I don't have any real animosity towards those guys. It's just, oh, man, the Chiefs are fucking, like, I'm just sick of seeing them win. That's it, like, as a team. But I don't have anything against those. Like, I had personal hatred against Brady and fucking Belichick. That was fucking different.
Do you remember
I wanted to see
when
those motherfuckers pay.
Do you remember Patrick Mahomes' first season when the Chiefs went on that magical run and all of us were like, this is fucking cool, man. This is great. Good for the Chiefs. Good for those fans. This is awesome to see. And in just six short years, we're like, all right, fuck, enough of these guys. Like, get them the fuck out of here. That's enough. You had your moment in the sun.
move the fuck on. We're done with you. Like it is turned so fast. And I love that about sports. I love it. Like we could be so happy for a fan base and for an organization. And then 6 short years later, we're like, I'm tired of all of them. Just get them the fuck out of here.
I felt like the same type of way with the way that the Patriots kind of launched into it. It was like the Rams were kind of that same way where like I didn't hate the – well, I mean, I hated the Rams in division, you know, again. But it's like the individual pieces I didn't necessarily hate. I got real fucking annoyed of the Kurt Warner story, but I didn't hate Torrey Holder, Bruce Isaac. Like it was, you know, it was a hate of the organization. I did hate Mike fucking Martz. That guy can suck a dick. But at the time it was like, oh, cool. Brady and, you know, Belichick, it was this cool little story. And they were going up against the self-proclaimed greatest show on turf. And, you know, so that was like,
was it that was Kermit?
That was yeah, Kermit. That was a good Kermit. Right there. A really good Kermit.
And then, you know, so it's one of those things. They became, you know, the villains, and it was much different. Much different.
Maybe the
Chiefs will get there, but they're not even close.
Can we just call a spade a spade, though, guys? Like, let's quit dancing around the issue here and just admit what that, like, what we're really talking about. Tyson got it. It's 6 years of Robert Taylor's happiness, and we're fucking sick of it. That's all.
That's a good point.
We've had enough of that shit. We need to see him take more mayonnaise shots. Like, this is bullshit, and we're over it. Robert needs to go back to the pack with the rest of us losers.
You know what? That's 100%
true. Well, they got theirs. Move over. It's someone else's turn.
And Sarah, yeah, Sarah and Tyson are both right. Like, I think
I said Bruce,
whenever there is a dynasty in the making, we turn so fast. What'd you say, Scott?
I said Bruce Isaac instead of Isaac Bruce. You know what I meant.
And Joe Hall called him on it real hard.
It was Bruce, Isaac. I was with there.
Which is even worse because then he played for the Niners right afterwards. So
I'll say what though, man, he was baller in Madden. Like he was fast as fuck. Like just having
that whole team
run a fly
was
route.
Fun to play with in Madden.
It was amazing.
I mean, they really were one of the greatest shows on turf. But again, anytime you self-proclaim and give yourself nicknames and shit like that, if the Chiefs want to speed up the process anymore, they can give themselves some corny ass nickname.
Like Ma'ato and Mahomes.
Who?
Ma'ato and Mahomes, like from the State Farm commercial.
Yeah.
Does that not count as giving themselves nicknames?
Corny shit. That's not that. Oh yeah, Robert Taylor. Going to be a while, Bucko.
Doesn't that Bucko hit so? Let's just deep.
It's
huh, Mike?
So fucking annoying. Like, guys, I promise you, if any of my teams ever go on a streak of winning, you're never gonna hear me say shit about it. Like, I'm just gonna be happy and content, and I'm never gonna gloat. I'm never gonna talk shit.
Remember when the Braves won the World Series? Yeah, you probably don't, because I don't bring it up every 2 goddamn seconds.
But it is the last real World Series title ever. So I mean,
it is.
You really don't need to say
shit. The last
shit,
official
right?
World Series. Like, it's self-explanatory. I mean, it's the last time baseball was pure, but.
And Robert Taylor pointing out quickly, you're such a goddamn liar.
I'm not a goddamn liar. I swear to God, if one of my teams went on a run where they were winning multiple championships, I have been so starved for it, I would just be content to just sit down.
and then Matt Barr just going, Mike with the biggest if in show history. Tyson following that up with, we're not worried, Mike.
I mean, they got you good there. Like, it is an easy hypothetical to throw into the atmosphere. I would never do such a thing.
If one of my teams turned it around and stopped being a dog shit franchise and won not just one title, but multiples, I would not be an asshole about it. Chasing my appendix is going to burst from stress.
This is... Rex saying this is why you sit Mike sleeping on your couch. Because you know it's going to be chill, man. He ain't going to have nothing to get that upset about.
Mookie, I'm disappointed in you because when we were talking Usher, I was hoping you were going to interject the story that you found before the show.
Oh, shit.
You wanted to cram in here tonight. that you didn't. When you had the perfect opportunity.
Yeah.
If we were talking about guests,
I even evoked his name like specifically for that reason.
Yeah, I saw the door and I was waiting for Mookie to take it, and I didn't want to steal his thunder. But
I may or may not have placed 25 prop bets and got distracted. So. They're all just right there. It's so easy.
Who isn't having fun because you're the party's degenerate gambler.
I mean, it's not like I'm getting the money back anyways. It's stuck in Europe. Like, might as well.
What was the story?
So big news. We kind of touched Grammys were just 2 days ago. So I think it's very timely that on February 16th, everyone mark your calendars because Little John's guided meditation album drops. That's right. It's going to be a 10-track album. Little John's apparently really excited about this project. He's been working on it for quite some time, and it's finally here. And yeah, just like
I love our comment section.
Yeah, don't cram in without consent. Get consent because consent is important.
Gabe wants to play that out. That's actually exactly for those of you guys in our group chat before the show when Mookie said, "Can we cram this in?" That's exactly what I responded with.
Yep.
We don't cram anything in. Consent is important.
It is very important. Yeah. But yeah, Little John's coming out with a guided meditation, which is going to be phenomenal. I don't know if we want to go that route, but some of the tweets in response to the news were fucking just on point, man. Let's see. The first one. Oh, psych, just kidding. X lost all my shit. So, Mike, what do you think about this news about the album dropping? It was right there. I had it fucking pulled up in the app, so I'm like, I know I can go to this. I
just have to pull up transition. The fucking
app. And then it's like, nope, we're going to reload your feed. Yeah. Now take 5 deep breaths. Yeah! I said,
okay.
Wow. I mean, wait. I want more Mookie Lil Jon impressions on this. Like, I need to hear more of this. So please,
all right, let me give you another one. Bend over to the front, touch your toes, take a deep breath, then blow. Okay.
Do it with an Italian accent. Maybe that'll hit harder.
Okay. Now exhale slowly.
Again, all you had to do, it was right there, it's just on a T. It's a me, a Little John. Yeah. But no, you tried to get cute with it. Like, every time, there's only one thing you need to do.
Like,
no matter what the Italian impression of anybody is, you start with, it's a me. God damn it, Mookie.
One of these days, man.
No, I'm starting to think it's none of these days. You'll never get it. It's always right there.
Well, and see, that's the sad part because I'm trying
to tee you up every time. Like, tee you up, and you're like, and then you try to actually do it, and it's way worse than anything it could have done.
The worst part is right before I did it too, I'm like, all right, think of N64 Mario. What does he sound like?
Oh, God.
Didn't quite work out, though. So yeah, February 16th and all the places you get your awesome podcast, Craft Brewed Sports, you can probably get Little John's guided meditation album.
Little John's guided meditation and follow that up with Andre 3000's flute album and just put yourself
seriously.
In
a
crush.
Scott, what the fuck, man? What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know, dude. Like, what? Like, seriously, what is next? Like, Dr. Dre is going to come out with a country album? Like, I don't know. Like, I know y'all been waiting on that detox, but here's my country album. Like, me, Lil Jon, and Andre, we going on the road. Flutes, meditation, and country, y'all. Like, I don't know, man. I'm sure it does, though, Chase. I'm sure that it's good, and I'm sure this meditation album will be fucking amazing. But also, like I said earlier in the chat, too, like, I don't want to be a fucking boomer, but just, like, what the fuck, man? Like, just do what brought you to the dance. Like, yes, I'm telling you, as an artist, don't change. Fuck that shit. Just ride out. Like, we don't want to see change. We want to see exactly what you've been doing. Like, I didn't come here for a meditation album, Lil Jon. No.
We want you yelling what and okay into a microphone multiple times over and over again. That's what we came for.
Look, like it's literally like we go to the when you go to the concert and you're just like do the hits. No, we didn't come here for you to fucking play your deep cuts or some new shit you're working on. We came for the hits.
Nobody launched the new album.
Fuck.
I'm taking the wife to Red Hot Chili Peppers this summer, and I feel that in my bones because I know they're gonna play some new shit. And I'm gonna be like, just play Californication. Snow.
Under the bridge. Let's fucking go. Oh shit. It's so true though. Like, come on. I know meditation album. Sure. Cool. Like he was like, yeah, I'm doing the meditation album, but also I'm dropping this banger with the East Side Boys right afterwards. Like if we could do both, that's fine. Like there's room in the world for both. There's just not room in the world for just a meditation
album. You know what it is though, is he probably snuck it in there as a bonus track. So you're like chilling, meditating halfway through, and then like track six is like that banger right there. Like you're right in the club. Like that would be epic. I would love to see him pull that troll move. But
do you remember when artists used to do the hidden track at the end of the album?
And hell
you
know, yeah.
Through like 35
silence.
Tracks of
35 minutes of silence.
Oh,
shit. Drove me nuts.
That was like, so great. That was a great time to be alive. T-Pain, according to Chase, T-Pain said on a stream that he's ghostwritten a bunch of country music because he got sick of the racism when he was credited. I feel like T-Pain could have just gone by his like real name and nobody would have known. Like he didn't have to go by T-Pain. That probably brought out the racism. Right. He could have just gone by whatever T-Pain's name. I don't know what his name is. Like, see, I wouldn't have known. It would have been like, this is by Bill, and I'd be like, fuck yeah, Bill. This is a good
T stands for Terrence.
Oh no, he would have gotten the hate anyways, then still. They would have been like, Terrence, what the fuck is this shit?
I will say though, I listened to a podcast this weekend, T-Pain doing the what they call the little desk thing or something on NPR where he did just tiny desk, dude. Yeah, that tiny desk concert, like holy shit, man. That was sick.
He's T-Pain is extremely talented. His covers album is so good. Like all of those covers that he does are so good. The dude doesn't need auto-tune, but it's a smart idea that he did it to be the auto-tune guy and become like that's what he's known for. But he has no need for that. The dude's got a great voice.
I mean, if you can get a gimmick like that and ride it out, there's no reason not to. Like, you associate auto-tune with T-Pain.
I'm going to fact check to what Matt Barr said, but I think it makes a lot of sense then why he didn't.
I saw that as well.
Okay, that is true. So
that is T-Pain's real name?
What?
Fahim Rashad Najim, the racism would have been far worse. Yeah, okay. Now I see the ghostwriting.
Good call.
Also, I'm glad he went by T-Pain too. Like, I'm not like, I wasn't trying to be at the club back in LA talking about, oh, here come that Fahim Rashid Najm. Oh, shit. Just buy you a drink, Fahim. That ain't it. Like, and on the back of the album, anytime he was featured, you're putting that whole shit. It's like, dog, like, this is all people see because the track listing is like over here and your name extends to the other side of the CD cover. Like, nah, man, we calling you T-Pain. Fuck it.
Yeah, I had to go by T-Pain because you're getting T-Pain plus three at the club, but you're not getting Fahim Rashad Najim plus three. And
I'm going to be like, that's all three of you. Get in. That's all three right there.
Fahim, that's all you get.
And Najim. That's it. Nice bullshit. You fucking, it's not plus three. That's three names right there. You're in. None of your friends.
Sarah said that he won Masked Singer because he was so damn good and no one knew him not on auto-tune. That's amazing.
That's solid right there.
All right. Great
also, story. Masked Singer, stupid fucking show.
No, it isn't. Fuck you.
Oh, it's so dumb. The people on there are terrible. Like, why would you ever want to see like randos like Roseanne Barr sing?
Well, she's never been on Masked Singer. I don't want to sing Roseanne Barr. I want to sing. I want to see people with hidden musical talents that like pop off their monster head and show that they. I'm like, damn, they can actually sing. That's well done. I don't. You know, I don't care if it's people who can't sing. What do you? What? What?
You're stick like, oh shit, big, that's Fahim Rashid Najim. I would have never thought he could sing like that. Now coming to the stage, Fahim Rashid Najeeb.
I need like, a fucking. I need a T-Pain. Nap halfway through that intro. God damn! Bring out T-Pain. This is bullshit.
Yeah, I'll just leave it, I guess. I feel like guys, that you get a race Kelsey, card just for general.
Jason Kelsey is trying to revive one of the greatest Hell,
yes.
video game series in history as he is trying to the bring hero. The backyard sports franchise.
Oh my God,
backyard baseball, backyard football. He's trying to get Pablo Sanchez back on the mainstream. I'm all for this. I cannot wait. There you go.
Matt was just noticing my shirt, but I went with the Shanna Wasted. The shirt I helped design, baby. But anyway, backyard baseball, we're all hitting that.
But anyway, Pablo,
bring back Pablo. Oh, wait, yeah, bring back Pablo, baby.
Well, if we're going to do this, let's do it right.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
We weren't going to do baseball. This is football talk because it's Jason Kelsey.
Backyard baseball.
Backyard sports, which is backyard baseball and backyard.
Oh, he's going to bring back everything?
He wants the entire backyard sports franchise.
Dude, I feel like that can't be that hard to revive, though. Like, it's not going to take that much money. Like, he could afford that, right?
I think so.
You don't need Curt Schilling money to get that done.
Not only that, you have to figure this is a franchise that, like, is very low overhead because there's no rights deals to secure. Like, you don't have to secure the rights players, like active players. You just have fake kids. As long as you've got Pablo Sanchez in the game, everybody's on board. Everybody is okay with it. You put whoever else you want, as long as Pablo Sanchez is in that backyard baseball game, I'm buying it. Hands down, no doubt about it. Like, it's happening.
So just to confirm,
you bring it back without bringing back Pablo. Like, that'd be the whole like thing. Like, the stout factor would be 100 with that.
Absolutely.
You guys are both on board with this then?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, so you're down with exploiting kids for sporting entertainment is what you're saying.
Yes.
Fake kids. Yes.
You've become the NCAA.
Because you know who's not real? Pablo Sanchez. Not a real person.
I beg to differ. Pablo Sanchez is an icon that lives on outside of just one single console PC game. Oh, Pete Wheeler. That's the wheelchair kid, right?
His name was Pete Wheeler.
Yeah, Matt Barr saying he needs his boy Pete Wheeler, and Whitey saying they have to bring back the wheelchair kid, who I'm assuming.
I remember the wheelchair kid, but I didn't know his name. I don't remember his name being Wheeler.
It was not Pete Wheeler.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say, I was like, that seems a little suspect.
The kid in the wheelchair. Like,
we want to be inclusive, but we brought in a guy in a wheelchair and called him Wheeler.
His name was Kenny Kawaguchi. His nickname was K-Man or Kenny K. Also, good move on his part to go by K-Man, just like T-Pain instead of Kenny Kawaguchi. But he was a pretty solid player in backyard baseball.
All right,
I was going to say, Rex was saying they're going to bring back backyard hockey as well. That's the plan. Jason Kelsey wants the entire franchise back. So, yes, bring them all back. He wants all of them. And I'm on board with this. This makes me a huge Jason Kelsey fan. Go ahead, Mookie. You had a sip, chug, drain, pour.
Sip, chug, drain, pour. Backyard baseball, hockey, and basketball.
Left out backyard football for a reason.
I was trying to figure out why he skipped right over football.
I wanted to make it a little bit harder. I felt like that just would have been an easy sip for everyone. So.
Well, no, because backyard baseball is the easy sip. Like, backyard baseball is hands down, regardless of what else you put in, backyard baseball is getting sipped. So then I'd probably chug backyard basketball and then drain pour backyard hockey.
Damn.
Sign me up for that.
Damn. All right, well.
That backfired.
Because I was going to sip backyard hockey.
You would.
Chug backyard baseball and pour drain back. Backyard basketball, and Tyson is obviously furious saying you can't play basketball in the yard, dipshit. Well, that's funny because you can play basketball in my backyard, so eat shit, Tyson. You're wrong.
All right, Rex with a better sip, chug, drain, pour than Mookie. Sip, chug, drain, pour, backyard sports, EA sports, or 2K sports. God. This one is tough, fellas. This is a hard one.
You know, but see, I feel like Backyard Sports has an advantage here because they ceased to exist before they could have
made it to brand. You know what I mean? Was just going to say, I'm like, Backyard Sports actually has the advantage because they went away for a long time.
Right,
like, they ceased to exist, so we're just going off nostalgia and remembering the good old days, while the other two just shot themselves in the foot repeatedly over the last 15 to 20 years.
All right.
Like, well, I just want to drain poor both EA and 2K. Like, I'll just... sticker, I'll just hang out with Backyard Sports, I guess.
Scott,
weird Scott, day.
You know what I'm
saying? I know,
say.
Respect the fucking respect game. The game. I'm fine. Respect and you know game. What? That's fine. I'm drain pouring EA because they there have fucked go. It all
wow.
up.
There you go.
I am chugging 2K and I'm sipping on some Backyard.
There you go. Well done. Mookie, sip, chug, drain, pour, Backyard Sports, EA Sports, 2K.
I think I got a sip. Backyard, because again, they went on at a high water mark. They never really did anything to fuck up the brand. I'm gonna chug EA because it gave us FIFA, and then poor drain 2K because I only just recently got an NBA, and outside of that, there's not really anything I find appealing from their catalog.
I am going to you're gonna lose your mind on this one, Scott. I'm sipping EA Sports.
Wow.
They're bringing back NCAA. Mm-hmm. So it's getting a sip from
yeah,
me.
Yeah, okay, but in the same vein. Alone. Yeah, but in the same vein of him bringing up the fact that they gave him FIFA, but yes, they also subsequently destroyed FIFA. Like, yeah, they gave us Madden, and then they fucking destroyed it. If you give something, if you give life to something great and then just tear it all down, you don't get credit for having given life to it. So
soul for a soul, Scott. Everything in balance, okay? You know
okay,
that as
cool.
well as anybody else.
So when NCAA comes out and it's a bastardized version of what you remember, you gonna be singing the same tune?
Yes.
No.
Okay. It's 2014. This year, they can do no wrong in my eyes. 2025, they better not fuck that shit up. But this year,
one year.
It's the Chiefs theory. It'll be like, oh, it's cute. We're just happy to have a man. It's like, and then a couple years in, these motherfuckers have got to go. Like, this shit ain't what I fucking asked for. Get the fuck out of here. I'm just gonna speed the process up and tell you it's gonna be shit, and I'm gonna be mad. I'm gonna buy it, but I'm gonna be mad as fuck.
But nope. Scott, can it really go that wrong that quickly when you're gonna have recruiting and you're gonna have recruiting in the NIL era?
Like, I know, imagine what that's played, gonna be like. Have you played Madden in the last like 15 years? It's
yeah,
garbage. Nope. It's nope. fucking garbage.
You know the last video game I played? The last video game I
Backyard
played?
Baseball.
NCAA 2014. That was the last video game I played. When that was done, I hung the sticks up and I was done.
Yeah, well, then fair enough.
I played FIFA 24 on the Switch. I whooped the shit out of my kids.
Yes.
So anyways, sipping EA, I'm going to chug Backyard, and then I'm going to drain poor 2K. Rex also with a great take. They need to do Backyard into NCAA football and then into Madden.
Be
you could have your same character go from the Backyard all the way into Madden. That would be...
I remember when they did that in Madden, that was sick as fuck. When you could take your NCAA football guy into the Madden rosters, like, why did they ever get rid of that? That's just how you get people addicted.
Because it didn't make them money.
How? How did that not keep people playing their games, man?
Because you see what makes money now, Ultimate Team and Ultimate this. Like, oh, you buy shit. Packs. That's the only fucking shit they care about now.
That is
everything
the
else. The gameplay, the modes, whatever it is all gone to shit because they're like, hey, you want to buy these packs so we can make more money after we sold you the $70 game? No? Okay, cool. Then we're not going to do anything else for the rest of the fucking game. But if you want to buy these packs, that'd be great. Here, buy this expensive Ultimate Edition. Spend more money on it. Like, fuck out of here. That's all they give a shit about now. It sucks. Game's awful.
But you still buy it.
No. I stopped buying sports games. I mean, I used to buy them yearly. I'm going to go.
I thought you bought the show every year.
No, the most recent show I own is 21.
Damn,
I haven't bought one since then. I stopped. I used to be every year purchase for football, baseball, and basketball, and then each one slowly just faded away.
Did you see who's on the cover of the show this year, though, Scott?
Vladdy.
Vladito.
Yeah. Wow, I did. I did, and I was like, that's great, except for they still haven't touched franchise mode, so I'm not fucking paying $70 for it. So
Hey, since we're in baseball, since Mookie played the drop, did you see what the Las Vegas mayor said about the
I did. She said they should just fucking stay in Oakland. basically it was funny the way she phrased it too, because it was like it was almost like a like when you break up with your girlfriend or whatever and you try to get with a new girl, but your new girl can tell that you're still completely into your old girl. She's just like, yeah, I think you just need to go try to like work things out with her. Like, you're not actually ready to move on. You don't really want to be out of Oakland. You just like the idea. She's like, gave him all this incentive to be downtown, give him money breaks, all this shit, and they didn't want it. She's like, I don't really think they want to be out of Oakland. They should just go back to Oakland. I was like,
and it's
damn.
So crazy to hear her say that, because you're 100% right. She's just like, they want a stadium on the water.
Yeah.
Just go back to Oakland where you can have your stadium on the water. I don't know why you're trying to come to Las Vegas. And she's walked it back since. And she's like, I can't wait for a baseball team in Las Vegas. Like, maybe that'll be the Las Vegas A's. I don't know. It's like, well, it kind of sounds like it's going to be the Las Vegas A's. But then, like, the Oakland mayor came out and was like, you bucked. Like, you told us you wanted this $55 billion thing with like residential area and commercial area and a park and all this district around the stadium, and then you signed this like lease on a lease that's on a land lease in Las Vegas, and if that's what you would have done here, we could have already been building the new stadium by now. But you didn't want that here, you wanted that in Las Vegas, but then you wanted this crazy thing here, but then he doesn't really want to go to Las Vegas. Dude, this is such a mess. And now it's basically come down to where the owner of the A's is essentially just going to have to sell the team, and the new owner is going to have to figure something else out, because they have nowhere to play after this season. They can't play in Oakland, and they can't play in, they don't have a place in Vegas. Like, the team is homeless. I've never seen a homeless Major League Baseball team.
Experiencing homelessness, okay? Don't put that label on them.
Correct. They're unhoused. It's an unhoused MLB.
Unhoused franchise.
But yeah, they do not have a home in Oakland, and they do not have a home in Las Vegas.
Imagine,
and it seems like neither city wants them now.
Imagine living out your dream and getting to play Major League Baseball, and you get there and you play for the fucking A's, and they don't have a fucking place to play. They don't know where they're going to be in the next 5 to 10 years. No clue. Like, I can't imagine doing all the work it takes to make it to major leagues and be a Major League Baseball player. And it's like, yeah, I play for the A's, but this shit's worse than when I was in the fucking minors. Cause, you know, at least they had a place to play every fucking game.
Sarah White, I love the suggestion. Her solution?
All road games.
All road games. That's all you got all year long.
It's just a traveling circus. They do have that elephant as their like auxiliary logo. Like,
there's a Harlem Globetrotters of the MLB.
Just only not good or entertaining.
Yeah, exactly. Awful. No, I know what's going to happen.
Go ahead, Mookie. Sorry.
I was gonna say, how come the Saudis haven't just swooped in and bought them out by now? Are they? Do they think their value can drop even lower so they can get it for cheaper?
It probably will drop lower. Like, we saw the Orioles get sold. The Orioles are a competent franchise with a stadium deal in place. Like, that is, and they only went for $1.72 billion. So, like, you're gonna,
dude, see, I think we can cobble enough together to buy the A's. Like,
we very well could.
Like, Kraft Brewed Sports owns the A's.
We're going to have to battle with the Oakland Bees, because I think the Oakland Bees might be the more profitable franchise in Oakland now. Dude, we talked about it when Kyler Murray was trying to decide, like, should he go baseball or football? And we're like, you got to go baseball. Why wouldn't you go baseball?
Yeah, and he got drafted by the A's.
He was drafted by the A's. He made the smartest decision. Kyler Murray did it right. He went to the NFL just to avoid Oakland.
Amazing. Maybe he saw the writing on the wall. He's like, this franchise ain't going to even have a fucking home in a few years. I'd rather go play for the Cardinals. Yeah, the NFL Cardinals, not the St. Louis Cardinals, the NFL Cardinals.
They're a franchise with their shit together.
The Bidwell family. Yes, the Bidwell family, known for keeping it together. I'm going to go play there.
God damn.
I would like to play
The A's are like The A's are like a baseball team, but if Mookie did an Italian accent for it.
Yeah! Standard of excellence right there. That's what they're saying.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right, fellas, let's do some hockey.
But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
It was NHL All-Star Game weekend this weekend, and there was no shortage of funny things that occurred, Scott. I don't know how much you got into NHL All-Star Game.
I saw quite a bit more than I thought I was going to. Like, it was one of those things that I didn't know was happening until it was already like going on. And I'm like, wow, there's a lot of stuff. Like, I felt like I was getting more news about the NHL All-Star Game this year than ever before for whatever reason.
Said the hockey expert.
Well, yeah.
Said the hockey expert, by the way.
Yeah.
It is hilarious to me because I didn't realize that they do different things like allowing celebrities to draft the teams for the All-Star game. Like, is that a new thing?
This was the first year they did that. Yeah. Huge success, though. It had a lot of eyes, a lot of entertainment value on Friday night. Went really well.
Scott, I'm sorry. I should have asked you about that because you are the hockey expert. Oh, right. But sorry. Do you know, Scott, who the captains were this week? Do you remember the captains, right? Like, who were the captains again for the
NHL? No fucking clue.
Oh, I bet you I can name two.
I'm guessing there were only two, so I hope so.
There were four because there were four teams that compete in NHL All-Star Weekend.
Oh, shit. You learn something new every day. It's not just East versus West. See, this is like fucking. This is like Lil Jon fucking. You know, making a fucking meditation album. Like, just keep it East versus West, like it used to be. God damn it!
No way, dude. They have
four teams, four celebrities that then draft their teams of the pool of eligible players. So this year, the
hold on, Mike. Since you're dropping knowledge, there you go, Scott. Now.
This year, the captains were Justin Bieber. He got to pick one team because they were in Canada, of course. Will Arnett was one of the captains.
Hold on, Mike. See it, Scott. Where were they in Canada? Where was the All-Star Game?
We talked about it last week, Scott.
Come I know, on. I know.
Come on, come on,
Ontario.
Oh, God damn it!
I mean,
God kinda... damn it. There's like two places you could pick.
Toronto.
There you go. Oh, there you go. Right.
Well, Toronto, Ontario, so. Canada. Like, come on, man. I know my Canadian
province
geography.
So it was Justin Bieber. It was Will Arnett. It was Tate McRae. And then Michael Bublé were the all-star celebrity pickers. And Michael Bublé went on afterwards in a press conference after he had picked his team and had quite the admission. Let's play this press conference.
Hockey league. That's cool. So in the LHL, which I'm in with you, I happen to be in fifth place.
Nothing like talking about your
even though I had no first overall pick, first pick, even. I didn't even have a first rounder. And I still did what I had to do. Because of my genius. Second, I am first place in the FHL, other hockey, fantasy hockey league. Third, my buddy told me this is just a microdose of mushrooms, and he was lying. So to be honest, I thought I was in Blades of Glory for most of the time that I was out there until it sort of settled down, and then I realized, holy shit, I'm at the NHL All-Star Game.
You know, it just occurs to me that through all the incredible songs and that you've done over the years, yeah, and all the hearts of women that you've won over around the world, with all that talk about fantasy hockey, you lost them all in one sentence. They're all just evaporated. Years of building it up and it just gone.
Yeah, the mushroom talk lost me all of my contracts.
Well, the mushroom talk definitely lost you a lot of income.
Oh, I give it to him. Give it to him. Well, he tried so hard.
Will Arnett keeping it all the way, right?
Michael Bublé admitted to taking a shitload of shrooms before the NHL All-Star game. I did not have that on my bingo card for this weekend, everybody. That was
so fantastic.
Scott, did you know Michael Bublé was big into shrooms?
I did not, but also,
to be fair,
I mean, he thought it was a microdose. You've all been there. It's just like your buddy gives you something. You're just like, all right, I mean, I'm just going to vibe. Like, we're just vibing at this NHL. The next thing you know, you do a little bit more than vibing. Like, I mean, I don't know what to say. Like, I didn't know that he did shrooms before this. It's going to make next Christmas, when those songs hit on the radio, go a little bit different. Like, I wonder, was Mike, like, you know, doing these audios out here singing about this Christmas sweater? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm going to be singing along. Like, maybe I should get on shrooms. Maybe I can sing like this.
That's all it takes. I mean, hey, what do you got to lose, right? Like,
nothing. Absolutely nothing.
And where are you going to go?
Oh, you son of a bitch. I fucking hate you sometimes. I love Will Arnett's reaction to Michael Bublé announcing. Like, he just fixes his glasses like, oh, fuck. Did he just say that out loud? Oh, my God. This man just admitted to microdosing mushrooms and taking way more than
he was not a microdose. No, sir. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. My
sounded
favorite.
Like he was still coming down on him when he had that press conference.
I don't know if he was coming down yet. He might have just peaked and was like still on the plateau, man. Like he was doing the Michael J. Fox shuffle almost a little bit up there. Like,
oh, geez.
What?
Too far.
Wow.
Yeah, hold on a second. What? Did you just fucking make fun of Marty McFly like that? God damn, dude. Like,
that was uncalled for. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Way to bring some levity to Parkinson's, Mike. All right. Craft Brewed Sports, y'all. Tune in next week when we attack some other deficiency. God damn. This is where we are now.
Apparently.
Matt Barr saying grandmas worldwide clutching their pearls and asking their grandkids what shrooms are. Sarah said the NHL OWGs lost their shit on that one. Tyson saying it's a good thing Drake wasn't one of the celebrities. The NHL All-Star game, somebody might have used his dick instead of a stick.
I mean, Drake's Canadian. He should have been there. He could have represented for black people and hockey players.
Mookie, you wanted to talk to Scott about Patrick's outfits throughout the weekend.
Oh yeah, man. But
is this like your Twitter feed? Do you like have it ready to go, or did you get bounced back or something?
No, I'm not even like, this is not even worth it. Okay, cool. But just like, how do you think that Patrick showed up and you know, were you down with his game?
Yes.
What do you have to say to the critics that think he was trying too hard?
I think he looked good. Real good.
Give me the ball. Give me the ball.
Do you like what Patrick wore?
I mean...
It's my fault. I blame myself. I threw
Scott, help a brother out here a little bit, too.
You're right.
Come on. Fuck.
It's a me, a Patrick.
See? That's all I would have taken. Shit.
Yeah, but see, I got the Italian thing down. Like, you don't need to tee me up to fucking do an Italian impression of anything. I'm ready to fucking go because there's only one thing you got to do. Jeez, man.
Shit, guys. Oh. Did you guys hear about this Peter Thiel Olympic thing? There's no transition for this one. But Peter Thiel and a bunch of other billionaires are creating their own Olympic style events where doping is encouraged. They just want people all roided up to go take part in like Olympic style events.
Yeah, just so you remember to clip that for next week, because I know you're gonna find something great. Rex Million saying y'all need a post up clip fail.
I love it. I love when Mookie gets the ball and just fucking Kobe.
They're also pointing out that we'll probably need the Olympic transition as well, since it is an Olympic year.
Yeah, we will. You're right about that.
Wait, we love the Olympics on this show.
I do almost as much as I love Baja.
Yeah, there it is. Baja Blast in the Olympics. Like, if we had to, like, what would be our third? If we had to sip, chug, drain, pour, Baja Blast the Olympics. We need one more. We need one more thing that this show is all about.
Consent.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I came up earlier. Like,
well, just so y'all know, I'm sipping consent. I don't know about it. Sip consent.
Yep, sip consent.
Just trying to get you the easy win, man. Damn.
I guess it didn't
make it rain. Consent. Oh, fuck. Peter Thiel wants athletes. He's encouraging them to dope and then take part in track and field, swimming, gymnastics, weightlifting, and combat sports. And they're saying the first event will be in 2025. I am here for this.
Yeah,
I want to see people purposely get all jacked up on drugs, on performance-enhancing drugs, and then go out and blow out every muscle and tendon in their body trying to lift 9,000 pounds over their head. Like, I want all of this.
You're burying the lead, though, Mike. We know the most exciting part about the Olympics, right? The Olympic Village. So we need to know about the Olympic Village and what these roided up freaks are doing. Like, that's it. I don't need to see any of the events. I just want to hear about the stories that come from the Olympic Village and these roided up freaks. The consent thing might get a little wonky. Like, the rules and consent might get a little weird when you got a bunch of roided up freaks in Olympic Village. But that's all I care about. Like, just the stories there.
It's kind of genius, though, because they can fund the athletic competitions by basically turning the Olympic Village into like a reality dating show thing. You just turn that, you just put cameras around, turn that shit into Love Island, and boom, there you go. New revenue stream.
Brought to you by Live Golf.
I just like this. I like the thought. You know how like competition breeds change within things? Like the NFL has adopted a bunch of stuff from the XFL because they're like, well, actually, we'll use that Sky Cam because that was kind of cool. I want the actual Olympics to watch this and go, you know what? One person on the team is allowed to dope. One person is allowed to roid the fuck out. And it's up to the team to determine which sport that guy or girl is in. And I want one athlete on every Olympic
team. Oh, for every country? Each
country.
Yeah, each country gets their one roided out athlete. You get to pick. Maybe they're a swimmer. Maybe they're in weightlifting. Maybe they're in track and field. But it doesn't matter because you get one person who is exempt from all testing, dope all you want, roid up, do whatever you have to do. And I want to see how that acts in the Olympics. That would be one of the most entertaining things to see, just to see roided out dude versus the rest of the field under normal Olympic testing procedures.
That'll be the best part too, because it'll be like one of those Eastern European countries that'll send like the one person in weightlifting and they'll just go all in and like they'll end up like the Hulk, because it's like, well, we only got one person who qualified, so kind of makes it an easy decision, right? Oh man.
Is weightlifting is that sport you'd go with? Like, what's the sport that you would pick to like dope up your athlete? Because maybe like if you're looking at like the US and you're like, they dominate in swimming, maybe we need to have our swimmer dope up to beat, you know, the US swimming team. Like,
the answer is simple. The javelin throw. I want to see some roided up freak throwing a spear as far as they fucking can. Like, oh my God, look out, it's going to the stands again. Ooh. He wins the gold by a country mile.
And with that, the high jump is postponed for the rest of today. Gambling went a little far in qualifying, folks. We're going to have to work on some scheduling issues
that
here.
Would be amazing. Just for the country that's just chained up in the back, and they have to like break him out of the chains, and he just launches the javelin out of the stadium.
Goes full Bane on it.
And you're just like, here comes the Jamaican javelin team.
Oh.
Oh, and there no. I go. Put up my picture. Put up my picture.
I'm getting there. I'm
God damn it. We made it to the end of the show. Like,
he's
got to
get Buble off the screen.
Almost. Yeah. I had to get rid of
him. Here's the worst part. I know that I froze because it always freezes on one of you guys. So I got this. It looks like Mike's jerking himself off on my picture. It's a frozen picture of Mike.
Who says I'm not?
And that's the right face to be making if Mike is jerking it off on you.
Yeah, that's a good point. If you see me jerking off, it's like, oh.
But yeah, no, just imagine that Jamaican javelin thrower. He just comes out just all mass, skipped every leg day, just top heavy as shit, just chucks the javelin miles and miles. I mean, it would be racist as fuck. You'd be like, oh, did we really have the Jamaican country be a spear chucker? Oh, that seems
awful. God damn it. God damn it. Play the drop, Mookie. Play the drop.
Race card.
And then Scott completely dropped out of the stream. He's gone.
Oh, boy. Seems like a good time to wrap it up.
Real quick before we do, Mookie, quick soccer story for you. Did you hear about this Chelsea winger? His name is Mykhailo Mudryk or something like that. Mudryk, whatever. I don't know how to pronounce his name. An angry fan slid into his DMs because he hasn't been performing as well as he could have. And the angry fan was like, can you just score a goal? Just score something for us, please. And he responded with, how about you just show up? We'll play a little one-on-one for £10,000. Like, just called out the fan, and the fan was like, just score, please.
I mean, I love to see Chelsea be an absolute disaster mess like they are, because fuck the Blues. But if you're the fan, why wouldn't you say for sure? I would show up. I would go to their training grounds. Like, how dope is that? Even if you get your ass kicked, like, that is the story of a decade. Not to mention the fact that you have nothing to lose. And this professional footballer, on the other hand, could really fuck up and take things down the wrong way. Where best case scenario, you sue him for a bunch of money because shit goes down. Like, why are you walking away from that invitation, man?
Scott, it's good to see you back.
Fucking A, man. Like, seriously, we almost made it. Almost.
So close. Like, you know what it is? We've gone an hour 31. We should have cut.
They were also like, oh, here comes a spear chucking comment. Cut it. Cut it. Cut it.
Did they tell you to go somewhere? Was that what it was?
I got the old hook off stage.
All right, well, before your internet craps out again, let's talk about these drinks that we were drinking tonight.
Are you going to shout out your new lid, Mike?
Absolutely. I'm rocking our Caesar hat. This one, I made this one special for me and the guys. It's the same logo that you guys can get on the website, craftrootsports.com. But we added on to this one, I put the Texas flag logo on this one for Caesar, which right now seems like quite the statement. It's kind of a weird time to be rocking a Texas flag on my hat in U.S. history, but here we are. This was a hat that we made specially for the dog, and this was what inspired us to put that up on the site to sell the hats and send the money to Caesar's family. So those are still available. You can still buy one, craftrootsports.com. Go click on the shop link. The hats are there. All the proceeds are going to Caesar's family. There's stickers available as well. I've been seeing pictures in the group. People have been posting their hats. It's awesome to see how many people have bought those hats and are rocking them. So keep doing it. Help Caesar's family out in a time that it fucking sucks, man. Just absolutely sucks. So every little bit that we can do to help them out, we want to do. So craftrootsports.com, hit the shop link and then go ahead and get yourself a bar hat. Scott, what was in your mug? And let's rate it on the Caesar scale, dog or no dog.
I was drinking Grand Works Brewing Company, Luke, I am your lager. Same thing as last week, Imperial Black Lager. It's a dog. Good shit.
Fantastic. Mookie, what were you drinking, dog or no dog?
Heineken Zero, absolute dog. A little early for it because usually you have it outside when it's hot on the golf course or somewhere else. But, you know, we're getting close to that time of year again. So, absolute dog, hands down.
I had club soda and lime. It was a dog. It would be better with vodka in there, but that's all right. Matt Barr said, Woodford Reserve, always a dog. This was a show, boys. Love you.
This was.
He
this
beat was me show. To it. Yes, this was, this was this a was show, show, everybody. We got everything in. We did not get the Lou Holtz and Mickey Mouse combination. That's a tough one to do, guys. I don't know if I could do Lou Holtz and Mickey Mouse together. Because it would have to be something like, ha-ha, oh, boys, that's a problem. Sorry.
Hey, you give me your college try, right? Old college try.
And let's give their picks. Yes, yeah, Super Bowl picks quick. Yes, absolutely.
Jumping in. Love you, man.
We got you. Always got your back, man. All right, Super Bowl picks around the room here real quick. Scott, Niners or the Chiefs? Go.
Sticking with what I brought to the dance, Chiefs 28-24.
Mookie, Niners or the Chiefs?
Sorry, Scott. Niners.
Mookie taking the Niners.
We are fucked.
Yeah. I am going to go ahead and take the Chiefs. Lou is a big fan of the Chiefs in this one. Lou's going to go with the Super Bowl, hoist up that trophy, that Lombardi trophy. And I'll give you one extra one. Travis Kelce MVP. How about that? Okay. We're going to have it.
That's so good.
Mickey Mouse is gonna say, we're going with the Niners. There you go. So Mickey is taking the Niners, Lou Holtz taking the Chiefs. I got the Chiefs, Scott's got the Chiefs, Mookie's got the Niners. So congratulations. See, this is where it's gonna be interesting, Scott, because I'm a jinx, Mookie's a jinx. Gonna win out in this one.
Yeah,
I'm gonna wear my bathrobe the whole game. So fuck it, we ball.
Yes, sir.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. It's so that we do some of the stupidest stuff, and we appreciate that you guys are in the comments encouraging all of it. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel right now. Go hit that like button, help us out, and be sure to subscribe. Tell a friend to subscribe. If you've got a friend that you think would like the ridiculousness of this show, send them the link, tell them to watch the show, and tell them to tune in next week and join in the comment section. Be sure to follow us at Craft B Sports on X, TikTok, Instagram. We're on all of those. Join the Facebook group because it's a ton of fun. All the people you see commenting are in there. It's like a show in between shows. Also, shout out Belly Up Sports, bellyupsports.com. Give them some love, and shout out to all of the podcasts on the Belly Up Sports Media Network. I won't see you guys next week. I'm going to be getting my appendix taken out on a boat, but Scott and Mookie will be here. So tune in next week.
Sounds like Mars coming back, baby.
It's going to be a hot mess. Scott's either going to be excited for a win or downtrodden from a loss.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm taking my black ass to Africa with those Niner Super Bowl shirts, baby.
You'll never walk alone, dog.
Right now.